As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yeah, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America. Coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Thursday, September the 16th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone. But you are in the right place, at the right time, to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join us live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. Got a lot of email yesterday. But you can send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. Sure like to hear from you. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can send me boxes and letters, envelopes. Why, my goodness. My post office box is just overflowing when I got there yesterday. Thank you very much. Thank you so very much. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, at AM 1710, Liberty Radio, Minneapolis, and Jordan, Minnesota, broadcasting all over the United States. This wonderful message. Thank you for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. It's humbling. I really appreciate it. Thank you again. The listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Our contact information can all be found at becomevocallocal.com, and all of our broadcast archives are neatly set up for you at the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. Gold and silver extend their gains as investors flee la-la land and embrace a little bit of realism this morning. Good news in the gold and silver markets. News writers are back on the job. Lots of news in the news basket. Sustainable development is revealed as the economic roots. Yeah, we'll talk about that as well. We will take your calls throughout the broadcast. Let's go to our market report for this morning, Thursday, September the 16th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time finds gold trading up $4.80 off its relatively high close yesterday. This morning, trading at $1,273 even. Wow. When I logged on this morning, we were looking at $1,278.90, gold being up $10.20. It moved down a little bit, and now it's turned, and it's heading north again, looking really good in the gold market. Silver, equally strong, up 6 cents at $20.66 an ounce for your silver this morning. Platinum, up a buck at $1,607 an ounce, and palladium at $554 an ounce as the Chinese buy up all that palladium for their automobile industry. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market are real nice. Spread $14, almost $15 there this morning. $1,264 for a low, $1,278.90 for a high. But at $1,273 even, your gold is up year to year $265.30. for a 26.34% return on your investment. We'll be right back. Much more to come.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, September the 16th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Getting underway for this morning's broadcast, we come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, OracleBroadcasting.com. Back in and close out our market reporters. We love to do in this segment of each morning's broadcast. Active trading again out of New York City. Lots of good news for gold and silver bugs. The bulls are definitely winning out over the bears this morning. But gold we find up at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, up $4.80. It's been much higher than that earlier this morning, up $10.20 to $1,278.90. But at up $4.80, gold is running at $12.73 flat as of 9 o'clock an hour ago. Silver was up 6 cents at $20.66 an ounce. Platinum up a buck at $16.07, and palladium flat, it looked like, on Kitco's website at $554 an ounce. Good news. Good news for the people that have been faithful to the precious metals. The precious metals are being faithful to you. Payback is wonderful sometimes, but your gold, again, up $265.30 year-to-year at these spot prices for a 26.34% return on your investment yesterday and overnight. The SPDR gold shares paired off 3.95 metric tons and did a little profit-taking, but they're holding this morning on their website 1,294.75 metric tons, ostensibly. Some say they don't have any gold. Some say they do. But it's valued on the street at these spot prices at $52.7 billion. If anyone had the power to influence the market, certainly GLD has that power. Deep pockets, big hands. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 46. at 10,573. The NASDAQ was up 12 at 2,301. The S&P 500 closed up 4 at 1125. The crude oil this morning pairs off another 75 cents and trades at $75.27 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet oil, the crude oil. The U.S. dollar index this morning in trouble, moving closer towards the 81, maybe then into the 80s, then into the 79, 78, 75. It's going to go down. It's going there. Off 23 basis points on the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc.'s website. It stands at 81.25, again, at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, that impacts, you can feel that impact in the changes of the USDX when you look at the foreign exchange rates. And this morning, the Canadian loonie loses 14 basis points, exchanges against the U.S. dollar at 97 cents, the Mexican peso down 29 as well at 8 cents U.S., the euro exchanges against the U.S. dollar much stronger this morning, up another 47 basis points, now at $1.31. Everybody's keeping their eyes on that euro, and the British pound is running $1.56. So the euro and the British pound are giving the U.S. dollar a run for its money this morning. Swiss franc hammered strongly. Central bankers in Switzerland knocking it down, trying to keep it off of parity with the U.S. dollar. They pushed it down 118 basis points back to the 99 cent range. The bond market this morning, the yield on the two-year bond is at 0.47%, so we see a reversal. It was going up before, now it's coming back down again. Not a very good sign in the bond market. The 10-year, the yield is at 2.71%, and the 30 is yielding 3.88%. Of course, that rolls over into the mortgage market rate, where we see the 15-year mortgages this morning, the fixed rate 15-year mortgages, moving down from 3.95% a month ago to 3.88%. How can you beat it, folks? A 15-year mortgage coming in at lower interest rates than a 30-year, I mean, it's just a good thing all the way around. And at these interest rates, why would anyone take a 30-year mortgage with the economic future being as uncertain as it is? The 30-year mortgage, however, moves down from 4.52% a month ago to 4.5, following yesterday's rather slight move. And, of course, the prime rate stands at 3.25%. This off of the Kitco website, the AM Kitco's Metal Roundup. Of course, this was at 8:12 a.m. and a bit earlier than even what it's almost 2 hours ago now for these folks. Anyway, COMEX gold futures prices are trading solidly higher Thursday morning and have hit a new all-time record high on keen speculation and technically related buying interest, they say. A keen speculative and technically related buying interest. That's a interesting way to, well, I don't know. He's got to say something, so he wrote it. This being written by Jim Wyckoff. December COMEX gold last traded up $9 an ounce at $1,277.70. So you're looking at futures here. Spot gold was last quoted up $8.10 at $12.77. The U.S. dollar index is weaker Thursday, which is providing added support to the gold market. U.S. stock indexes are weaker early on Thursday, while the U.S. treasuries are slightly higher. I don't see that. I see it a little of it the other way, but maybe he sees his numbers differently than I do, which is also mildly supportive for the gold market, as it shows investors' risk appetite is not as robust as Thursday. Oh, well, he must have been up early, didn't have enough coffee. Get a little bit more Joe in you, Jim boy. Anyway, U.S. economic reports due out Thursday. We're going to go there, including the jobless claims, so on and so forth. And from the rest of this is basically a rehash of what we've already covered. So let's jump into that economic calendar. Big stuff on the economic calendar today. Many points and parts to look at. We've got the producer price index, jobless claims, current account, Treasury, international capital. There's going to be Elizabeth Duke is going to speak earlier this morning. Timmy Geithner is going to speak. The Philadelphia Fed survey is going to come out at 10 o'clock. It's coming out right now. The natural gas is coming out and so much more. It's going to be a very busy day in the economic news. Let's go into the current account. The nation's current account deficit deepened to $123.3 billion in the second quarter from $109.2 billion in the first quarter. what is this current account? You know, the current account measures the United States international trade balance in goods, services, and unilateral transfers on a quarterly basis. All right. The levels of exports, imports, and the current account indicate trends in foreign trade. What's the trend? Well, we're trending down and down and down. We just continue to throw all of our money overseas. We continue to import far more than we export. And that's going to bite us in the butt. It has been for some time. Treasury International Capital Foreign Accounts bought a net of $73.8 billion of long-term U.S. securities in July, while domestic accounts bought a net $12.6 billion of foreign securities. All right. So we've got a lot more people coming in and buying up U.S. securities than what we're buying up of others. So, again, we've got a trade imbalance running there as well. That's not a good sign. Producer Price Index, just running through some of the headlines and highlights of this economic calendar. And you can find all of this, by the way, at the EconoDay.com website. Producer Price Index this morning. Headline, producer price inflation. What? They're talking about inflation? I didn't think we had inflation. We don't have any inflation in developed companies, according to our countries, according to Rubini and some of the other gurus in finance. But unfortunately, they're either obfuscating the truth or EconoDay's dead wrong. Again, headline, producer price inflation spiked in August, but the core rate slowed. Energy was the difference. It's always energy, you know, but they don't count energy. But when you count energy, things look pretty bad. But the scare over salmonella helped to partially offset the jump in energy. That's right. All those contaminated eggs. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Blame something. If it ain't the windstorm, it's a flood. If it's not the flood, it's the snow. Or maybe it's a holiday. I don't know, but we're going to hell in a handbasket. Want to help?
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. member. That website is teamspeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. Teamspeak.cc.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And back again, looking at this Dee Connerday Producer Price Index report on the Bloomberg website for me. Again, the headline, producer price inflation spiked in August, but the core rate slowed, they write here. Looking at the key components, energy, they say, excuse me, energy surged 2.2% after a 0.9% decline the month before. Energy surged. Yeah, that's coming right out of your pocket. That's a direct tag, okay? Softening the core rate was a 0.4% decline in passenger car prices. Who can afford an automobile anyway? Talked about that. Along with scattered slippage in the price of various other components. What's that supposed to mean? Providing upward pressure was a 0.6% boost in the pharmaceuticals. Yeah, you know, pharmacopoeia is going to get their share. They'll just keep raising the prices. Why? Because they've got you sick. Sick as a dog. You keep standing in line at Walmart. I was in there the other day. What a mess. I'm telling you, people scattered all around the place, hanging around the pharmacopoeia, waiting to get their meds. Unbelievable. For the overall PPI, the year-on-year rate decreased to 3.0% from 4.1%. Okay? Seasonally adjusted, they say. The core rate eased to 1.3% from 1.5%. But, of course, unless you follow all that, you don't know what these percentages mean anyway. It's just telling you that things aren't looking good. Here's another one. The jobless claims, now they're going to continue, of course. They still haven't brought forward, carried up those nine states that didn't report it because of the Labor Day weekend. But we're moving forward, and they're going to spell this as good news, but they still don't have all the information. It would be nice to fudge your bank account this way in your favor. It's like playing Monopoly. Delays tied till the Labor Day week cloud what is otherwise a favorable jobless claims report. All right? So otherwise, if you take all the real numbers and throw it out, this is a pretty good report. But unfortunately, the real world exists out there, and somebody's going to have to fess up pretty soon. Maybe it'll come out next week. I thought it was going to come out this week, but it hasn't yet. Again, delays tied to the Labor Day week cloud what is otherwise a favorable jobless claims report. Initial claims came in at 450,000 for the September 11th week, for the lowest since July. Now, how were they able to produce all of the data and the statistic for the September the 11th week if they weren't able to get the Labor Day week in there, too? The four-week average posted its sharpest decrease of the year. They claim down 13,500 to only 464,750 people filing claims for unemployment. I don't care how you spin this one, put lipstick on it, but this pig stinks, all right? That's a whole gob and a bunch of folk don't have a job, in my book. Continuing claims are also positive, they say, down 84,000 in data for the September the 4th week to only 4.485 million people whose unemployment benefits have run out. Not exactly cheerful news. The four-week average of 4.503 million is slightly lower than the month ago. The unemployment rate for insured workers fell one-tenth to 3.5%. Today's report joins this week's run of favorable economic reports. These guys must be on heroin or something. I can't figure that out. Well, let's jump over here and take a look at this article instead. It's about enough of the grim news. Let's get a little bit of good news. Gold rises to record on increased demand for wealth protection. This by Nicholas Larkin, writing for the Bloomberg News, September the 16th, new news. Gold rose to a record in London and New York as investors sought protection against turmoil in the global economy and financial markets. Silver rose to the highest price since March of 2008. Bullion climbed as high as $1,277.07 an ounce in London. The dollar fell to a five-week low against the euro today. We've been telling you each and every morning. That's why we do the market report. Not because I'm trying to encourage you to do anything, just to keep our fingers on the pulse of this beast. The metal usually moves inversely to the U.S. currency. Now, come on. Come on, Nicholas. You've been writing for a long time for Bloomberg. You know that over 2 years ago, it decoupled and it hasn't been following the U.S. dollar at all. All right? The global holdings of gold by exchange-traded products are up 16% this year. There's truth to that. And this month reached a record, Bloomberg data shows. But, of course, overnight, the SPDR gold shares dumped about 4 metric tons of their holdings out as they took profits overnight. People are worried about the European financial system. I think they're worried about the United States financial system, too. Europe seems to be on a little bit of a mend, but not totally. People are worried about the European financial system and debt market and the outlook for the U.S. and global economy, close quote, said Mark O'Byrne, executive director of brokerage Goldcore Limited in Dublin, an Irishman there. Quote, people are worried about equities, debt, property, close quote, and currencies, he said. Obviously, that's and currencies was thrown in by the author. Gold up 16% this year. Wait a minute. Up 16% this year? Wait, I like to do the year on year. Gold this morning is up 26.34% from this day 1 year ago. That's only 10% higher than the author is painting it here. Is heading for its 10th consecutive annual gain, the longest winning streak. Let's just call it a bull market, Nicholas. At least since 1920. Bullion has outperformed global equities, treasuries, most industrial metals, and prompting record investments in gold-backed ETPs, exchange-traded products. How about ETFs, exchange-traded funds? The metal reached all-time highs in euros, sterling, and Swiss francs in June. Immediate delivery bullion added $8.15 or 0.6% to $1,276.20 at an ounce at 12:14 p.m. in London. It surpassed the previous all-time high of 1,274.95 set on September the 14th, just 2 days ago. All right? New highs going higher and higher. The lows keep getting higher. The highs keep getting higher as gold continues to reach for the stars. Well, then it goes on, talks about the yen and the dollar. Let's drop down here a bit. Silver, for immediate delivery in London, added as much as 0.9% to $20.76 an ounce, the highest price since March of 2008. The metal was at least at $20.72, virtually 2 cents, taking its yearly gain to 23%. 23% yearly gain for silver, and if you use Nicholas's reporting here, a 16% gain for gold. So you can see that even the poor man's, you know, metal, little silver down there, is doing remarkably well against the U.S. dollar. We're knocking it down, knocking it out of the park, gaining 23% just in the past, 9 months? Global holdings of silver by ETFs, or ETPs, gained 45.8 metric tons to 13,211.9 tons yesterday, according to Bloomberg data from 4 providers. That's the highest in at least 7 months. Platinum, little unchanged, and so on and so forth. All right? So that's rather interesting, I think. Here's something that's a little more interesting as well. Seems like the financiers are skimming the top right off the people's housing market. This U.S. news, Dan Levy writing for Bloomberg, U.S. home seizures, interesting way of looking at that, isn't it? The U.S. home seizures reached a record for the third time in 5 months. Dan Levy writing for Bloomberg, yesterday's news, U.S. home seizures reached a record for the third time in 5 months in August, as lenders completed the foreclosure process for thousands of delinquent owners, okay? Completed the foreclosure process, according to RealtyTrack. Well, big that right back with more of that right after these words from our sponsor.
looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So not only is gold knocking the top off of the marketplace, but apparently the U.S. banks are doing the same thing, seizing more homes than ever. Bank repos climbed 25% from a year earlier to 95,364, the most since the Irvine, California-based data provider began keeping records in 2005. Foreclosure filings, including default and auction notices, fell 5% to 338,836. One out of every 381 households received a filing, Realty Track said today. Right? One out of every 381,000, I guess that's, or excuse me, out of every 381 is not that great a number. But I can tell you one thing, I certainly wouldn't want to be any of the 338,836 men that had to look his wife in the face and say, "Honey, our house is going. Pack the stuff. You might as well leave the children's toys because we're not going to have room for them in the car." This makes me sick. Quote, "We're on track for a record year for homes and foreclosures and repossessions. A record year." These bankers walk free in America? Rick Sharga, Realty Track's senior vice president, said in a telephone interview. Now, that's your ownership society, you know, built by Jorge Bush. Your ownership society. Y'all come. 338,836 homes foreclosed right there. We're on track for a record year for homes in foreclosure and repossession, said Rick Sharga, RealtyTrack Senior Vice President. There is no improvement in the underlying economic conditions. Now, we ain't seen nothing yet. Foreclosures are contributing to a growing housing supply. There's more fuel to the fire. They may add as many as 12 million homes to the U.S. market. You know why builders aren't building homes in America, folks? Because they can't compete with the foreclosures coming onto the market. Demand is crumbling amid high unemployment and following the expiration of a federal home buyer's tax credit in April. Oh, yeah. Sales of new and existing homes fell in July to the lowest level on record. People ain't buying them either. Home prices have fallen 28% since 2006. Has your county's assessor reduced your taxes, your property taxes, by 28% this year? Keep an eye on your tax report when it comes in, when your tax bill comes in, when your land rent comes in from the Lord. Right? And see whether or not it's fallen 28%. Maybe you should go to these tax hearings, you know. I'm really seriously considering going to the tax hearings this year. Do a little complaining, becoming vocal local. I'd like to see the county's tax assessors reduce the value, the taxable, the assessed value of the property in this county by 28% to stay in line with the rest of the nation. About 2 million homes will be seized by lenders through 2011. About 2 million homes. Houses, they say. It's the real estate language. When you're selling something, it's a house. When you're buying it, it's a home. About 2 million houses, we could just say homes, will be seized by lenders. That's bankers, all right? That's them scumball, greasy finger rubbing their greasy fingers together. About 2 million houses will be seized by lenders. How many people put up a substantial down payment? How many people have been making payments? Thousands and thousands on these overpriced homes. All that gone, gone, gone. Savings accounts, investments, all of the equity from their previous homes, gone. Home sales this year will be 7% below the 2009 total. Fannie Mae, you know what I'd like to do with that, Fannie, the largest U.S. mortgage finance company, said yesterday in a report. Of course, the Fannie Mae can't speak, so someone was saying for Fannie, but no one wants to claim the notice here. Default notices are falling while seizures rise because lenders are trying to control the number of properties that enter the foreclosure process, RealtyTrack said. That doesn't mean more owners are catching up on their mortgage payments, however, Sharga added. Serious price depreciation. If the market is left to fend for itself, you may see more serious price depreciation. It means the value of your home goes down and down and down. Here's a quote, whether things fall precipitously depends on government, well, you know that's going to happen, and lenders controlling the inflow of new foreclosure actions. Now, are government and lenders going to control the inflow of new foreclosure actions? How will they do that? If they're in foreclosure, they're in foreclosure. The number of homes that received default notices last month was 96,469. So I guess they could put off sending out the default notices for, well, 2, 3, 4, 5 months, maybe. Maybe that's how the government and lenders will, you know, forestall this process. They'll just not send you your notice timely. From July the 30th and 30% from a year earlier, RealtyTrack said, a default notice is the first stage of foreclosure. You know, you come home from work and you see something stuck on the screen door of your house, taped on, maybe glued on, maybe the whole 8.5 by 11 pages attached to your front door with some one of these indestructible cements, you know. They peaked at 142,064 in April. That default notice is your first notice, all right? That's the time when you better have something in mind because you're going to have to act quickly. A foreclosure auction, the second stage in the process, was scheduled in 147,003 properties, up 9% from July and 2% from August. The record high was 158,105 in March. Bank seizures rose 3% from July. Y'all come. This is an ownership society. maybe if you can fog a glass, you know, if you can fog a mirror, you can get a new house. All right? Let's go to Jeff in Chelsea before I blow a gasket here. And there we go. Good morning, Jeff.
Oh, good morning, Will. How's it going? Well, you know what? Right now I'm on a break in an enemy territory, and I have to share this with you, and you'll like this. Think of Obama's stimulus plan. Think of housing foreclosures and everything, and then picture a stage where Obama is on stage, and you have all the producers in line getting up on stage, and Obama takes the wallet out of the pocket, takes the money out of the wallet, and throws it to the workers. The workers are all of those who support Obama, who are part of all these people who benefit off the labor of the producers. And then Obama at gunpoint then tells the producers to strip down to the underwear. And then that person should protest. Then that person gets tased and sent to prison. Oh, and also, Obama will then give the address of the producer and say to the workers, you can go through the person's home. Take whatever you want. In fact, take the home. You can take the dog. You can take the wife. You can take the kids. Anything you want, because you're the worker and he's the mean, fat cat Wall Street producer.
Isn't that amazing? And you're absolutely right, Jeff. This is the area that we're going. The media is setting up the stage. We're going right back to the French Revolution. We're going to take all the property away from the church.
Exactly.
We're going to take all the property away from the nobility. The workers are going to flood out into the streets with their pitchforks and their torches. They're going to burn. They're going to kill. They're going to hang in guillotine. And at the end of the day, guess who owns it all? The Rothschilds.
Exactly. And you know what people don't realize is when there's no more producers to shear and slaughter, what do you have? You have Zimbabwe, you have communist Russia, you have communist China, you have France after the French Revolution. And then just for fun, Obama will add a race to it. It's just not the fat Wall Street producers, but it's also fat Caucasian producers and the sellouts that go along with it. So you see, it's like Zimbabwe, and we have Robert Mugabe in office. Well, I thank you for having me on the program, and do have a good one.
Enjoy your work day, Jeff, and thanks for calling during break from his from Massachusetts, occupied territory. Always a good call. And he's right. He's right. I mean, we're talking about, you know, so many times I've brought it out, the distinction between the difference between the real middle class and the working class. You know, you think that you're part of the middle class because you've got a Cadillac Escalade and you're only $20,000 under on it, you know? You think you're part of the middle class, you know, because you got a $250,000 house, which you owe $225,000 on still? You think you're part of the middle class because you've got all your children in private schools, you know, and you've borrowed against your house with a home equity loan to send the children to school. You think you're part of the middle class? No. No, this is workers of the world unite. You're a wage earner, all right? You're the Marxian labor pool. You are the proletariat. It's that guy you work for. All right, it's the guy that's writing, you know, the difference is you write your name on the back of the check. He always has to write his name on the front of the check. That's the entrepreneur. That's the enterpriser. That's the middle class that this war is aimed at. All the people that are out there that are trying to find a way to keep you employed. So it wouldn't be a good thing to go in and ransack their house and rape their wife, kill their children. They're the enterprisers. They're the entrepreneurs. They're your friends. We'll be back.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines.
months. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The Sunflow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cpanel.com.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the members' stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we'll let the gory details of the previous article fade into the memory hole and go to another one. U.S. home prices face a 3-year drop as inventory surge looms. This by John Gettleston and Kathleen Howley, writing for collaboratively for Bloomberg News. A slide in U.S. home prices may have another 3 years to go as sellers add as many as 12 million more properties to the market, right? We got this glut of foreclosures coming on the market, and we got another 12 million people trying to get out from underneath their properties before everything goes to, like we say here, or the hell in the hand basket. You know, you're either going to ride in the basket or you're going to walk along, but to hell we're going. Or as Mo from Oregon used to say, to the hell we're going. All right, to the hell. All right. Shadow inventory, the supply of homes in default or foreclosures that may be offered for sale, is preventing prices from bottoming. Yeah, that's right, because we ain't seen the bottom yet, and continues on. Whether it's the sidelined, shadow, or current inventory, the issue is that there's more supply than demand. More supply than demand. What does that tell you? All right? It's a buyer's market, baby. If you got some money, you can call your tune. Once you reach a bottom, it'll take 3 or 4 years for prices to begin to rise 1 or 2% a year. So you add these two numbers together, we're talking 7 years out. I think that's why so many people are going to Home Depot and they're not remodeling their kitchens. They're buying paint and caulking. They're going in for the long ride here. Rising supply threatens to undermine government efforts to boost the housing market as home buyers wait for better deals. You got that right. You got that right. You live out in the country. Maybe you're living in the city. Just hang in there. Try and endure, all right? Just hang in there and keep your eyes peeled. Subscribe to a couple of rural newspapers, places where you think you might like to relocate. and just keep your eyes peeled, you know, and watch the foreclosure notices. You want a 100-acre farm? You want a 500-acre farm, 600-acre farm, 640 acres, a whole square mile? Just keep your eyes peeled and just watch and wait. Be ready. Be ready to take action. Liquidate as much as you can. Get out of dollar-denominated assets. Get into gold and silver coin. Ride it up. Watch the appreciation of your metals and pay attention. Watch carefully, because one of these days in the not-too-distant future, you may be buying acreage again for less than $500 an acre, and certainly from some of these foreclosures, you might get it for a lot less than that. Fannie Mae, the largest U.S. mortgage finance company today, lowered its forecast for home sales this year, projecting a 7% decline from 2009. A drop in demand after the April 30th tax credit expiration, quote, suggests weakening home prices in the third quarter, according to the report. All right. Right now, buyers know it hasn't hit the bottom. About 2 million houses will be seized by lenders by the end of the year. It's a long, if not lost, decade, Zondi said. Who's Zondi? Prices dropped in 36 states in July from a year earlier. CoreLogic, Inc., a Santa Ana, California-based real estate and financial information company, reported today. Its housing index shows the biggest declines are in Idaho, Alabama, and Utah. Oh, baby. Utah, huh? Idaho. South Dakota, Maine, and California had the largest gains. Working through the surplus inventory varies by markets and depends on issues such as local employment and the amount of homeowner debt. Homeowner debt. On a national level, you've never seen a decline of this sort. Sandipan Deb said, a residential credit strategist for Barclays in New York, said in a telephone interview, quote, I would caveat that by saying you also have not seen an increase on a national level like we've seen from 2002 or 2003 to 2006. In other words, from 2003 to 2006, property values just went straight up. They skyrocketed far beyond their value. You know, the local assessor's office. Revenue agents and revenue collectors, as they are, perhaps they jacked up your assessed valuation. This year, your house was worth $100,000. The next, you know, year it was $200,000. The next year it was $300,000. And you think, my God, we're in the chips. We're in the money now. And no, it was just all puff and smoke. They were charging you taxes on something that was not real, not realistic. You take that house, you know that house, even valued at $100,000, could be replaced for $50,000. And you think it's worth $300,000? Not in the eyes of a buyer, certainly not in this kind of a market. Homes begin to sell, and a few sideline sellers rush into the marketplace and flood the markets. Gains versus inflation. If the market doesn't fall to its natural bottom, price gains in the next 5 to 10 years won't keep pace with inflation. That's the way it's going. All right? That's the way it's going. Let's look at small businesses here. Small businesses can't get loans from the bailed out banks in the United States. Talk about entrepreneurs again now. The difference between entrepreneurs and the wage earners. The workers, the proletariat. The proletariat received the checks. The entrepreneurs cut the checks. Okay? Small businesses can't get loans from bailed out banks in the United States. So even if you have an entrepreneurial spirit, even if you come up with a really good idea, you're going to have to self-finance. You're going to have to seek outside financing because the banks are going to help you out. Why? Because it's a monopoly. This is the time of mergers and acquisitions. The bankers are trying to buy up all the businesses, okay? And they don't like you. You're an entrepreneur. These are the globalists. They want you gone. The communists, the Soviets, the Politburo, they want you gone. You're in the way. You give people too much hope. Chip Bessie figured he could hire a dozen people once he got $1.1 million small business loan. Wells Fargo and Company turned him down. U.S. taxpayers helped the San Francisco-based bank weather the 2008 financial crisis with a $25 billion loan and a $9.5 billion of debt guarantees. But July 2009, when Bessie wanted to buy and expand a Colorado snowmobile rental business, Wells Fargo wasn't sharing the wealth, he said. Bessie, 29 years old, had little success with 16 other lenders in 2008 and 2009. His list included the New York-based J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, which agreed to provide less than 70% of what he needed. Charlotte, North Carolina-based Bank of AmeriCorps, which Best said kept him hopeful for a month before rejecting his application. He says, I was furious. A lot of bankers are trying to justify their jobs, and they waste everyone's time. Best, a Philadelphia native, was a partner in a London private equity firm and with a credit score of 769 out of 850. He had $185,000 in his checking account. His search for a loan shows how difficult it is for small companies, which the Small Business Administration say create 64% of net new jobs over the past 15 years, to get credit, even from banks that accepted billions in taxpayer-funded bailouts. Right? The banks are holding it all. They're not letting you have any. Why? Well, they know how to make money on it. U.S. government helped Wells Fargo, J.P. Morgan, Chase, and Bank of America back to health with $189.3 billion. You think the government helped them out? No. We helped them out, all right? The government was the go-between. Who was forcing the government to go there? The banks. Will the circle be unbroken? The rest of the country, not so much. That's in part because of policies the Federal Reserve has instituted to help banks, said Peter Morici, economist and professor at the Smith School of Business at the University of Maryland, College Park. Trading, not lending. We've created a system that encourages bankers to trade and not to lend. A record of 41% of small business owners say they can't get adequate financing, up from 22% just 2 years ago. According to a July report, 41% of small business owners can't get the adequate financing. How can they buy equipment? How can they expand their business? How can they employ more people if the banks won't loan them the money to do it? But again, we're looking for love in all the wrong places. We're going back to the beast system. Get out of the beast system. You need to find a new system of banking. You go back to self-financing. Instead of putting your money in a community bank or something like that, maybe we need to start thinking of alternate ways. You put an advertisement in the newspaper. Let's let people know that you've got $10,000 to loan, what your interest rate is, what you need for security, and start doing business people to people, mano a mano. Set these banks out on the ocean someplace and let them go down. Well, I'm getting too ticked off with that. Let's jump over this one. Dow Jones. The Dow Jones may advance 23% by June on an economic rebound, Akampora says. This guy's doing cocaine, man. Yeah, the Dow may advance, Bubba, but it may decline, too. And more people say that it's going to decline than go up. But this guy says, and so Bloomberg writes, right? Warren Giles, writing for Bloomberg News, U.S. stocks may gain, underline that may, that's the operative word there, may gain by more than 20% within the next 10 months. Yeah, they might go down, too, Bubba. Anyway, I'm going to go too far with that one, but that's the kind of unexpected story that we find on the news today.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna.
Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, September the 16th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Now into our second hour of today's two-hour transmission. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you. Certainly lots of that today. Back into the news box where we found in the first hour just a bunch of really, really new news right out of Bloomberg's website, talking about a lot of things, But in the last article, we talked about the Dow Jones may advance 23% by June on economic rebound. This is a speculative writing that these guys are doing. Well, here's another one along the same line where the U.S. producer prices probably rose in August for a second month. Coulda, woulda, shoulda. Unexpectedly. Experts say wholesale costs in the U.S. probably increased for a second month in August, indicating demand is strong enough to prevent deflation. Or a prolonged drop in prices, economists said before a report today. Amazing, isn't it? Economists will say just about anything these days. Prices paid to factories, farmers, and other producers increased 0.3%, according to the median forecast in a Bloomberg News survey of 76 economists. Why didn't they talk to the factory workers? Why didn't they talk to the farmers? And why didn't they talk to the producers instead? They went and talked to the economists. Always check your experts, folks. Get primary sources rather than secondary sources whenever and wherever you can. Other reports may show Philadelphia region manufacturing stalled this month and more Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week. Right? So I guess it just depends on whether you like to have your toast served butter down or butter up with your two eggs scrambled and hash browns, okay? With the recovery cooling from earlier this year, companies may have limited scope to pass along gains in commodity costs. Pass along gains in commodity costs? Raising prices? Yeah, that's Walmart, right? Always raising prices. Here's a quote, "We'll avert deflation as economic growth picks up. Inflation will stay tame but positive, so the Fed can stay on hold." Interesting conversation from James O'Sullivan, chief economist at MF Global. The Labor Department's report is due in. We've had it. Economists' estimates ranged gains of 0.2 to 1.2. We gave it to you earlier. It's in the archives now, first hour. The report may show the measure excluding volatile foods and energy costs climbed to 1%, blah, blah, blah. There's more there. All right. Let's look at another real indicator. Here's one, again, off Bloomberg. Just trying to pick the right news articles and thread them all together, present them in a logical sequence, and maybe make some sense out of this stuff off the internet regurgitorium. Federal Express, FedEx, reports profits that trail estimates. Profits that trail estimates. And then announces job cuts, okay? Not much for profits. They trail the estimates. They were estimating a grim year. They got worse. FedEx, the second largest U.S. package shipping company, forecast earnings for the current quarter that fell short of analyst estimates and said it'll eliminate 1,700 jobs. that giant sucking sound that we were warned about. Net income for the 3 months ending in November will be $1.15 to $1.35 a share, the Memphis, Tennessee-based company said today in a statement. Have you looked at mining stocks? Have you watched the mining stocks? Some of them are in the 200% and 300% range per share. Of course, people are willing to schlep along with this minor bit from FedEx. Received a very interesting gift from one of our listeners. I'll share it with you when we come back. Mining stocks. The gold's in the hills, folks. The minerals are in the ground.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And returning once again to this insane day in the news. Well, there's a lot of interesting news, however. Let's continue just quickly through some more. Again, we're looking at Federal Express, the second largest U.S. package shipping company, forecasting earnings for the current quarter that fell short of analyst estimates, saying it's going to have to eliminate 1,700 jobs. All right, Federal Express says it expects to close 100 facilities as it combines its FedEx Freight and FedEx National LTL operations. Did you get the virus-laden email from FedEx lately? Hope you didn't open it. A lot of people did. A lot of people took it in the shorts for opening that one. But if you get a notice in your email basket that says Federal Express tried to deliver a package to you yesterday, and you need to contact the delivery center, don't click on that link. just delete it and delete it. That's a virus-laden little thing that's going around. Anyway, full-year adjusted earnings per share will be in a range of $4.80 to $5.25, it said. Analysts estimated $5.21. So they're, what, 40 cents shy of what they anticipated per share earnings. Net income for the 3 months ended August 31st was $380 million, or $1.20 per share, which fell short of the average $1.21 estimate, blah, blah, blah. So it's not too looking too good either right there. We talk about minerals and mineral wealth. We're going to go there for a couple of minutes. Received a wonderful gift from one of our listeners. I won't mention his name just to keep him in the in privacy land. But I got a little box. Was surprised. Didn't really know what was in it. And I brought it home, looked at it, opened it up, and looked inside. And here's a jar. And inside the jar, I'm holding it now in front of me, there's some beautiful pieces of stone, obviously quartz, and a little vial in there as well. But if I recall anything at all from the time that I worked with geologists and whatnot, both in Alaska during the pipeline and after and before that in Seattle for what I guess now is one of the largest geotechnical engineering firms on the West Coast, at least, there's a whole lot that can be learned by looking at these pieces of rock. But one thing is absolutely certain about that is that they do contain something that has a very, very, very high potential for being silver. Now, there's other metals like antimony and tin that can take that kind of a shine. You'd have to do an analysis to find out whether they indeed were silver. And in the little vial, if you hold it up to the light and look very carefully, you can see some of the shine that might be mistaken for silver. Actually, when you hold it properly in the light, it just beams like gold. All right, just beams like gold. And here's the note. This is a recent find from an old mine tailing last worked during the 1950s. Clearly, they did not get it all, he writes. This sample came from a small 2-pound rock from a small pit mine in the Bradshaw Mountains just outside of Prescott, Arizona. It's called the Groom Creek, it looks like, District. The Groom Creek District, all right? And when you think about gold and silver, you know, this stuff doesn't, you know, just come from the moon or something. You don't just go out and you find a silver dollar laying, you know, in a pit somewhere. Well, you could if you're digging in Inca ruins or something. But no, you've got to go get it out of the rock. All right. You got to mine it up. Now, when I was little, a young man, our family, from time to time, would go out in Alaska along the rivers and have picnics. And we were taken out one time to a location where there were some dredges, big, big dredges. I'm talking huge, huge pieces of equipment. And they would just go along with these dredges, and they would scoop up in a creek bed everything, and then they would process it inside of the dredge. And they would be able to determine whether or not they had gold and silver or other things. Gold, largely, is what they were looking for in those dredge buckets. And as long as they were getting enough gold per ton of ore, tons of ore, you look at these little bits of silver and these little flakes of gold and these small pieces of stone, again, chipped away from a 2-pound rock, you get an idea the way that a mine, if you look on kitco.com and follow some of those that mining news, it's how many ounces of gold you might be able to, and silver, you might be able to get to the ton, or how many fractions of ounces of silver and gold to the ton of ore mined that makes up the value or the worth of a mine. And so we went out and had our little picnics, and quite frequently what my mother enjoyed doing was to bring along her gold pick, and her pick and her pan, and she would sit at the creek's edge and pan for gold. And so my younger brother and I went up into these dredges. You know, they were abandoned, so to speak. The doors were unlocked, and we went up into these dredges. And we went in, and we got dirt, if you will, gravel, dirt, mostly dirt, out of the buckets. In the dredge, all right, these great big, huge, huge buckets. We brought them down and panned them. Well, lo and behold, right off the bat, up comes dust and nuggets. You see, it takes a whole lot of gold and silver to make it worthwhile mining. But they stopped running those dredges when what they were bringing up out of the ground was no longer profitable to run those huge dredges. But for a couple of little boys in a gold pan, that was plenty of gold for us. So that's the creation of real wealth. That's true wealth. All right. This is not the nonsense that they're doing. This is not the nonsense that they're doing in Washington, and this is not the nonsense that they're doing in New York City and elsewhere. Here's an article. This is off Bloomberg Business. The deal is simple. That's the headline. Australia gets money. China gets Australia. How's that supposed to make a country feel? By Malcolm Knox. Every third Wednesday, Michael Box gets up at 3:30 in the morning to catch a flight out of Perth, isolated in the southwest of Australia. Perth is 1,700 miles from the next large city. Boy, I know how that feels. Adelaide, which isn't even that big. Box and about a dozen co-workers fly 2 hours north to a yet more remote section of Australia, the Pilbara, a 193,000 square mile hump of territory arcing into the Indian Ocean. They'll land on this patch of iron-rich red earth and spend the next 2 weeks sending as much of it as they can, about 1 million tons a day, to China. All right? The ore is going bye-bye out of Australia, going to China. The Pilbara, the word is Aboriginal for mullet, a type of fish running in the mountain creeks, is both the end of the earth and the wellspring of Australia's future. The desolate region was home to indigenous people for millennia, then to the stockmen and adventurers who populate fantasies of the outback. It is the last place you would expect to find a business from China, let alone several thousand native Chinese. Here, representatives of Chinese companies, China Coal or CITIC and Sino Steel and An Steel and China Metallurgical Group, work alongside employees of BHP Billiton. We read about them earlier in the week. And other mining companies like Box's employer, Rio Tinto. We've been hearing about Rio Tinto Group in the news as well, in which China has an interest. Pick it up right there on the other side as China buys Australia. Stay tuned.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And oh boy, shame on me, paying attention to the chat room, didn't look at the call-in box. Got a couple of callers on the line, folks. You're welcome to call in, 866-841-1065. I got to start off apologizing to Ed from Louisiana. He's been holding on patiently for half an hour. Sorry, Ed. What's on your mind this morning, friend?
Okay, thank you for taking my call, Will. Listen, the call from Jeff got me thinking about something. The call from Jeff from Massachusetts got me thinking about something. There was a time in this country 30, 40 years ago when an entrepreneur could start a small manufacturing facility and hire a trained and educated workforce of 20 or 30 people. And as that company grew, when the people worked hard, they produced a quality product, and that company grew, all the people in that company would benefit from that. And the people who, that entrepreneur knew who was making sure that he was being successful, and he made sure that his people were took care of. And I can remember a time when that was an actual case. And as a company grew, more people got hired, more people made better money, and everybody could make a decent living. Now, then we came across a time where as time went on, the big ones started buying up the little ones, and they started dehumanizing the workers, reducing wages, fire the ones that's making the most money, rehire people at lower wages. Everything started turning around, and it got to the point where now these entrepreneurs, instead of being good shepherds of their company, they turned into greedy and evil people, because I've seen many times, time after time, where companies would have 20 or 30 guys out there working, busting their butts, keeping production up, and a big fat cat sitting in the office smoking a cigar and talking on the phone. And some guy comes in, look, boss, I need a raise, please. Look, I'm having a hard time making my house note, and I gotta pay, you know, decide whether I'm gonna pay my light bill or buy food. I'm sorry, I can't help you. You know, I'm broke. I'm not making any money. My profits aren't any good. But then you turn around and you find out later on that this same man has got five or six different houses all over the world. He takes two-week vacations a year. He's living a lavish lifestyle with cars, houses, and boats, and every kind of thing that you can think of. It's just greed and avarice has taken over the system where nobody can live off of what they make anymore. Nobody can save. If you got any disposable income, they know it. They know what your bank account's got. They know if you got disposable income, and they go after it. They don't want you to be able to save and invest your money so that you can prosper and become. And they did this by design, Will.
Absolutely.
They did this by design. And that's all I'm saying.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying that.
Absolutely, Ed. I mean, you know, look at the various taxes. We've been talking about it this week. You look at the taxes that are added on. In your paycheck, you've got every bit of money, let's say, every bit of earning power that you need
to become a successful and comfortable individual. But you are taxed on every single step of the way. You know, it's not just giving 10% to a church. You know, you're giving 20, 30% or more to pay the debt on the money that you're actually using to the Federal Reserve Bank. You're paying into the Social Security. You're paying into unemployment compensations. You're paying into insurance. You're under some kind of a forced IRA program as well. And then you go out and you buy, whether you're paying excise taxes on your tires, your batteries, accessories for your automobiles, all of the taxes that are hidden inside of an automobile, all of your property taxes on your house, you're right. You're right. You're kept absolutely down at the nubbins. And if you can actually put money aside, if you can actually make investments, then they turn around and change the rules every 5 to 10 years, and all of your investments go right out the window. They keep resetting the digital counter to zero. Now, as far as these corporations are concerned, I am an amateur blacksmith, and when I was starting to figure out about blacksmithing, I did a lot of homework. As you can imagine, I've got a wide library on blacksmithing, and in the beginning of this country, some of these smiths that came to the country and set up their forges, which is what they were called. It's different from a foundry, a forge. You're right. They would bring in young people and they would teach them how to blacksmith, how to work the iron. And as they got up and to a journeyman level, they would be able to then go on and get on the wagons and go on to the west and set up a blacksmith forge for their own and get started again. But something happened about I would say 1930s, 1940s, and what we had were the entrepreneurs of the 1800s. Coming into the 1900s, they were starting to age, and they left their companies, their corporations, to their children, and the children, having had none of that hard work, having not built those companies, came in at corporate levels and started managing and looking at the dollar, and instead of actually looking out for the employees and like, you know, Ford, Henry Ford was very adamant about making sure that his employees earned at least enough to be able to afford to buy the products that they were making. Instead of that, they were looking at ways that they could consolidate, and they were looking at ways that they could merge, you know, and they could build together these huge corporations. They focused more on the corporation than on the people. And now we've got this intergenerational disease, and it's finally coming home to roost, Ed.
That's right. That's right, Will. I would go as far as saying even in the 50s and 60s, there were still that part of when the baby boomer generation, when they were having all their children, and the prosperity in America was at its peak. And during this period, when people were building and producing at a level that was competitive to the rest of the world that nobody could touch. And once this the Reagan administration came in, and this country was built up to a potential that it had gotten to a point where they had an ability to take control of it, and the big ones started buying up the little ones, and they started desensitizing to the people who were at the bottom, and then actually. Now our government is running our country like those robber barons that I talked about. The man that says he can't give you I can't give you a raise. I'm broke. I don't have any money. And now our country is doing the same thing. They spending frivolously on port barrel projects and running the government like it's their own little piggy bank and sending billions of dollars overseas and putting too many military industrial complexes just out of hand and. They're running the country into the ground, and they're telling everybody, well, we're broke. We can't do anything. We're broke. Everybody's broke. California's broke. We can't do anything. But it's all a lie. It's all cloudmetrics. It's all – they set this up in the late 40s. They started this cloudmetrics where they were cooking the books of this country, and they have continued to do it, and it's gone to the south side. And the only way to do it is to scrap the whole system and start over, Will. That's just my opinion. Thanks for taking my call, man. Have a good day.
Well, thanks for calling in, Ed. Always a very intelligent conversation when you've got Ed online. Let's go to Jeff in Canada. Good morning, Jeff. Are you there, Jeff?
Good morning, Will. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
I'm here, Will. I'm sorry. I was on the super duper. I just wanted to say hi to Ed in Louisiana, and my heart goes out to you and all the people down there in that wonderful state. And I hope that, you know, you get out of that disaster area as fast as you can, or if you have to stay there, that God's going to keep you safe from all that corruption and pollution down there. William, the reason I'm calling in, this ties into Jeff's original call and Ed's call, and I want to start off my comments by saying that Napoleon once said that religion is for the poor to keep them from killing the rich, and I say that a lot in the chat rooms and remind people of that because...
Well, let's stop right there, Jeff, because we're going to go into a break, and I want you to repeat that quotation right after this break. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Your calls are welcome. 866-841-1065.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we'll go back to the phones with Jeff from Canada, 866, folks, 841-1065. Again, it's 866-841-1065. Lots of time remaining in today's broadcast. If you'd like to get some ideas out to the greater audience, feel free to call in. Let's go back to Jeff. Jeff, please. I do repeat that very salient and poignant quotation that you like to share with the chatters so often for the rest of our audience.
Religion is for the poor to keep them from killing the rich.
Boy, there's a lot of truth in that.
Much like much like television is today, and Bloomberg and mainstream media in general, it keeps the poor from killing the middle class and shredding them in half, what's left of the middle class, as Jeff was talking earlier. And that's what got me going this morning, because I said to myself, what freaking middle class? There's poor, poor, and poor, and there's rich, richer, and richest.
Exactly.
And that middle class is a fantasy. When I see articles in the Canadian press saying that 59% of Canadians are living paycheck to paycheck, and then this morning while we're talking, or you're talking on air, I'm watching Yahoo Finance News, and the contradictory news popping up. 1 in 7 Americans now living below poverty, or now living in poverty. The world is getting less poor, according to a UN study. The contradictions are incredible. The lies are incredible. And I want to end with this. What I do for a living, and my friend and I are entrepreneurs, is we call companies in the United States and Canada, and we help them get back tax or customs duty that they've overpaid to the government. Because the government in the United States and Canada and throughout the world, when they come to your company and they want to audit your company, they're looking for tax that you've underpaid to the state. And they will roast you, and they will literally put you out of business with an assessment. But they won't tell you during the course of their audit that you've actually overpaid more than you've underpaid, and that actually you should, you know, supply or submit a claim for a refund so that you can get this money back. I've actually been told a story that a state auditor who knew this actually celebrated the fact that the company went into bankruptcy, and this is in the United States. I call companies every day, CFOs and presidents, and ask them if we can come in on a contingency basis and help them recover tax and duty that they've overpaid to the government, and the answer normally is no, because they're paranoid about a third party coming in and looking over their shoulder and showing them where they've made errors and mistakes. But yet, we will keep them afloat in this tired economy, in this crazy, crazy economy. And this is the scam that's going on in the United States and Canada. The companies are going out of business because tax collectors in the United States and Canada are not telling companies where they've been overpaying their taxes. And it's incredible to me. This is fraud. This is fraud at the highest level. And it ties into what Jeff and Ed have been saying, and it sickens me. What manufacturing base do we have in the United States? I've gone down to your fair country. I've gone down to your former manufacturing bases in Connecticut and New York. It's a ghost town. It looks like Beirut.
They call it brownfields now. The brownfields. You know, we're going to come in and rework the brownfields. These are all of these factory grounds that are standing empty, Jeff. These are all these buildings that used to house manufactories that are now just in disarray. They're empty. Yeah, they call them brownfields. What do they want to do with them, Jeff? They want to turn them into parks. They want to turn them into green spaces. They want bicycle paths. They want skateboarding little setups there. They want swing sets. They want Canadian geese landing there. They don't want business in this country anymore. The whole idea about mergers and acquisitions, when I came across that 2 years ago as being this being the decade of mergers and acquisitions, everything that I could see in that phrase is a screaming out of the captains of financing industry, the Rockefeller line, that absolutely loathe, despise, and detest competition. The idea of mergers and acquisitions, we're talking about all of the businesses going into fewer and fewer hands and centered at the top in the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the rest of this bunch of scum, really. But the small guys are going out. And why? And you might remember, and I'm sure you do, Jeff, the article that was made it up on Blacklisted News and elsewhere about this guy that ran a car wash. And he was audited by the IRS because he'd underpaid his taxes by 1 cent. But we never see that companion article that you're alluding to. We never see those articles about how many people were ripped off, never got a penny back. They never come out and say, oh, well, the IRS apologized. They were caught in fraud and they had to give a man back $100,000. We don't see that one. But we see the fear factor, the scare factor, that if you're just so much as one penny short, we'll come in and audit you.
I have clients that tell me we don't want to get back the money that we've overpaid because we've been audited by the state and we're so scared of rocking the boat. It's pathetic. These people are on power trips. These people in the state offices and the legislation locally, these people, these auditors are unbelievable. They're parasites. But I want to get back to this, the manufacturing, the entrepreneur, and let's not attack the middle class. When you read that 59% of Canadians are living paycheck to paycheck, and if one paycheck was interrupted, they would be in big trouble. Forget about passion for the middle class. If we go down to where you are telling us, the audience, where this economy is headed, I don't think it will be a question of whether or not the poor will spare the middle class. They will rip them to shreds. They will rip each other to shreds for food. The DOD says that people will resort to cannibalism within 19 days.
Yes, exactly.
Of having no food. Within 19 days.
They'll be tearing from house to house in subdivision world, and they'll be looking in everybody's cabinets and closets looking for a morsel of bread, and that's a fact.
And when
they're not able to pillage off their neighbors and cannibalize, as you said, their neighbors of their own caste, of their own class, then they'll turn anywhere else they want. But, you know, you go in against the local hardware store. Let's say you go in and you tear this guy's store apart and you steal everything out. You go to the local grocery store and you tear everything out of there. You've just sawn yourself off at the knees, because these are the ones that are actually producing real wealth in your community. These are the people that are providing jobs. And so, you know, again, we really need to be very careful about assaulting the middle class, because, again, it's the middle class that makes this whole thing float. And it's not the worker. I mean, from time to time, Jeff, I feel compelled to take my extension ladder out and lean it up against the poverty line, climb up there and see what it looks like to live in poverty, for goodness sakes.
Well, join the Oracle chat room. I mean, come on in. There's plenty of room here. Will, always great talking with you. Thank you for taking my call, and I look forward to the next call, and I look forward to the rest of the show. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks so very much, Jeff. Let's go to Brian in Arizona. I'll always like to hear Brian's salient points of view as well. Good morning, Brian.
Well, good morning. You know, I know what he's talking about. I was working for a company, and they were doing IRS lookbacks for the last 3 years, and most of those people didn't want the boat rocked either, or they were afraid that you were going to find something where they were not paying what everybody considers their fair share, which I consider is nothing, because we're not required to pay income tax. I don't believe anybody is. I don't believe corporations should have to pay it. I think they should charge tax on other things, and the whole IRS system is a crock. And I think everybody should stop paying their income tax. And if everyone did, how are they going to come after everyone? And when there's no money coming in, are they going to produce more money to come after us? How will they come after everybody? There's already 100 million people, for all your listeners. It used to be 60. I believe it's 100 million people who do not file income tax now. Why don't we kick it up to 200 or 300 million this year to see how much more difficult it makes? And when Obama, the illegal alien from Kenya, whose family was mostly CIA, decided to put in more IRS agents, why don't people meet them at the door with a gun?
Well, look at the odds in a lottery, for instance, Brian, right where you are. You have a state lottery. We have one here in Missouri. Or even going down to Harrods or one of the gambling casinos and take a look at the odds. The more people that actually withhold their consent and do not voluntarily comply or indict themselves with their signature to the Internal Revenue Service, I think that the odds are better and better as we go forward. If we could add another 50 million, another 100 million, to the people that are not voluntarily complying and sending that in, I think that would be a good thing. I don't see them lasting very long, and I'm confident they understand this. So I know that they've already got these other schemes in the background. We've talked about this carbon tax, the carbon credit thing coming on us and at us. We know that we're going to be paying for everything that happened in the Gulf on our at the gas pump. So there are going to be other ways of raising revenue. I don't know how very much longer the Internal Revenue Service is going to be able to endure before the people just totally revolt on that system. And, of course, when that happens, Brian, that will spell the actual end of the Federal Reserve. They depend on that IRS collection arm.
Well, that's interesting. Then, well, let's put this out again. Watch the movie. It's been told a million times. It's been seen millions of times. Freedom to Fascism. It spells it out better than anything that I've ever seen. It's free on Google by Aaron Russo. Most people I know that watched it especially those ones that I awakened, they said, and they called me later and said, hey, somebody sent me this. I watched it three times. I good, good. So now you know what I said was true.
Okay, hold it right there, Brian. We'll bring you back after the break. Stay right there.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And cruising into the last segment of today's two-hour transmission, we've got Brian from Arizona on the line. Folks, your calls are welcome at 866-841-1065. If you'd like to jump in the last segment, be my guest. By all means, call in. But back to you, Brian. You know, you're absolutely right when you look at the Freedom to Fascism DVD. All throughout the Ron Paul campaign, of the many, many DVDs that were handed to me at the rallies, at the get-togethers, at the parades, and doorbelling and all the things that we were doing there, that was one of the DVDs that I think I got received the most copies of, just handed to me either in the original form or burned off. But it's made wide circulation, and I hope more people will watch it. Certainly, there's other information out there too. Eustace Mullins is real good. Billions for Bankers, Debt to the People. The Creature from Jekyll Island. There's many ways of approaching this, but the bottom line, when you look at this fraudulent conversion and the fraudulent concealment that is written about by the authors Robert Rowan and Ronald T. McDonald in their book, They Own It All, Including You, by Means of Toxic Currency. When we look at this system, and as more people understand it, and I think a great number are waking up to it, the confidence level in this financial nightmare has gone to zero, and we may very well see a general tax revolt, Brian.
Well, yeah, I think so, too. I don't know. I don't know that you call it a revolt other than people would just stop paying. Here's the problem I'm seeing. I go out and I do work for this 29-year-old kid who's obviously making some big money, nice house, everything's free and clear. And we're talking, and he's talking about getting a new job with a foreign company, and the other job quoted him so much. He goes, oh, there's no way I could ever make that, even if I hit all my bonuses, but he didn't work for them. But when he was going out with this other guy that introduced him to this company, this guy said you'll make $50,000 to $75,000 more a year than what they're telling you. So when you're going to make $50,000 to $70,000 more a year, that tells me at age 29 his base salary is probably $125,000 to $150,000, and then that'll kick it up to $175,000 to $200,000 or more with the extra money that he can make. When you have people like this still making this kind of money, they're the type of people that will pay their taxes, not revolt. And here's what happened. All the other people that, you know, thought there was going to, they got so broke, they're downtrodden so far. And what these people making $200,000 or more a year don't understand is they're going to be affected, because once you have 30% of the people who are unemployed or underemployed, it's going to affect everything, because now that 70% who are trying to sell their goods and services can't sell them to 30% of the people, and that was a large amount of their base, was that 30% of the people who were working. So now their businesses are cut by 30% or more.
Exactly.
And when you cut your business by 30%, you're in survival mode.
Yeah, or you're just on, or you're just on the way out, Brian. The article I shared earlier about the young entrepreneur who was trying to borrow money and been rejected by J.P. Morgan Chase and all the rest of the big banks. He was finally able to get financing through a local bank in Salida, Colorado, home of Cahan, where Mel Hallett broadcasts. She's been on with us before. But up in Salida, Colorado, and what he was trying to do again was to set up a snowmobiling business and a back country skiing enterprise. But you take all of the people that are working at lower and middle jobs that would be anticipating, you know, going up and doing a little backcountry skiing, taking the mountain or the snow machines up into the mountains for some skiing, they wouldn't be able to go. So you're absolutely right. It goes full circle. You cut out the jobs from the bottom half, and the whole system starts to go down, because everybody's depending on the groceries. Everybody's dependent on selling their new widget, their new clothing item, all of the things that they're trying to bring to market. Even vegetables, you know, produce, grass-fed beef. If the people don't have no money, the whole system comes down.
Yeah, and they don't know whether to buy great value Stokely Van Camps, put gas in their car, or pay their rent.
You got it. That's it.
That's where we are, right? I mean, we are literally, I believe we are right at the brink where this thing, we are down the drain, past the P-trap, on the way, sliding down that sewer line in the front yard that dumps right into the city sewer, and we're halfway through the front yard, and it's just bumming really fast in 2 or 3 months, I really believe.
Well, just keep your eyes on what's happening in Europe, because they're experiencing the same thing. This is all of this redistribution of wealth among nations and between nations. The idea of taking, robbing from Peter to pay for Paul. The idea of the Keynesian economics, spending your way to prosperity. All of these false models are being unwound in front of our eyes. And so, yeah, I've got lots of other articles on the browser this morning. Might want to touch one or two of them if we have time. But you're absolutely right, Brian. We are definitely in a very, very peculiar and precarious position. And if we can survive this, it'll be largely because of our own resilience, our own industriousness, and our ability to think outside of the box. But, hey, I really appreciate the call today. And always good to hear from you, Brian. So Let's go back to the news basket briefly. We're just about out of time. Only got a couple of minutes left to go in today's broadcast. And another very interesting little thing I found in my mailbox when I went there yesterday, I received a couple of beautiful silver coins from the Netherlands, from one of our listeners. And so I went up and I did a little bit of research on it. I was disappointed to find that the Danish guilder, the Dutch guilder, has gone through the same series of debasements as all currencies here have done as well, all of our coin. These are silver coins. The 2.5 guilder coin, if my research is correct, has about a 72% silver content. So it's not quite as high as our junk silver, but at the same time, it's just a little bit less than an ounce, too. I think it was 2.25 ounces, and it had 0.72% silver in it. But then they transitioned away from that, and they went to nickel, all right, making these subway bus tokens, turning the people's money in the Netherlands into just basically slugs, all right, just like we have today, these copper-clad, these slugs that we have. They work really good in a vending machine, but intrinsically they have very little worth. The only thing having any value at all is sometimes the pennies and sometimes the nickels, because the base metals are worth more than the face values. But it was really a pleasure to receive them, and I'm adding them to my coin collection all the time, looking for interesting coins and interesting history in this continuing destruction of our monetary systems, not just in the United States, but around the world. Here's another article I want to share with you. There's several more along this line, but we'll only have time for just perhaps a bit of this one. Shell and British Petroleum may reap serious profit by using the CO2 in the oil fields, all right? Here we go. Shell and British Petroleum, Beyond Petroleum, may reap serious profit by using CO2 in the oil fields. Now, we all have heard about this fracturing of the earth, but Royal Dutch Shell PLC and BP PLC stand to make serious profit by pumping carbon dioxide from European power plants into the North Sea oil fields, according to petroleum and renewable energy companies. All right, putting carbon dioxide into old wells may yield profit of as much as $40 a metric ton of oil in the next decade. Stuart Whiteley, managing director at the consultant known as Petronel, said yesterday at a seminar at London's Geological Society. Now, look, you know this as well as I do, all right? Carbon dioxide is not a toxic thing. It's actually beneficial to the earth. They don't need to pump this stuff under the ground, folks. They can take it out to sea, open the tank, and let it blow out right over the ocean, and it'll mix and mingle with the carbon dioxide that's released by the billions of metric tons by the ocean itself. They don't need to go through this process. This is just a way of robbing Peter to pay Paul. They say here you can start out making serious profits, Whiteley said. Energy companies should look to extract extra oil out of multiple fields in the North Sea rather than work on individual fields, he says. It's a matter of whoever gets there first, all right, pumping carbon dioxide into the ground to bubble up the oil, I suppose. Just another one of these big scams. Here's another big scam in regards to solar. Solar Millennium jumps on the license for the world's biggest solar thermal plant. Again, sustainable development, creating the demand for the products of the environmental and developmental concerns. Solar Millennium AG surged as much as 20% in Frankfurt trading after California regulators authorized the German company to build the world's biggest solar thermal power plant. All right? And who's building it? Not the people in the United States, folks. A German company. Well, we're all out of time. Thanks for listening. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. Liberty LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.